بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وقال تعالى الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran that Allah has created us and jinn for His ibadat. We have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah the most mighty, the most powerful. La sharika lah. He has no partners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of every single thing, and Allah has created us, put us into this world. He has created life, He has created death, and we are going through a test in this world. Allah wants to see which one of us does the best of actions that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of us are constantly reminded of our mission in this world, our objective, our aim, our purpose. And we need these constant reminders. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Reminders are beneficial for the believers. Because in the world that we live in, our actions seem something different from what our objective should be, what we should be endeavoring towards and trying to achieve, and what our goal should be. We seem to be moving in some other direction in most of our life, parts of our life, most times in our life. There are occasions when suddenly we begin to move in the right direction, like in the month of Ramadan, or maybe Hajj, or maybe Umrah, or maybe on certain occasions in our life, maybe the Zamot Mayyit. For that time we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or maybe sometimes when there is some difficulty and then we are seeking Allah Ta'ala's assistance, then we seem to channel ourselves in the right direction. However, this should be our daily effort, that our qibla is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The needle of this compass must be towards that qibla. And that is every step we take in our life should be moving towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our goal. He is our maqsood. And that is our final destination, gaining Jannah, gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we find ourselves becoming very complacent. And as I mentioned, because of this dunya and hankering after the dunya, and we become so preoccupied in different activities of this world, which are not taking us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in fact taking us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It causes us to become ghafil of Allah, to become negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We become so busy in our businesses, in our practices, in our other works of this world, or sometimes in futile activities, which pushes us away, as though we don't believe in maut, we don't believe in a life after death. And therefore Allah keeps on mentioning, in fact in this verse, Allah talks about maut before hayat, whereas life has come first and then we get death. But Allah reminds us, what is your maqsood? الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاتِ. Allah is the one who created maut and hayat, death and life. That is our objective, and this is what we should be striving towards, preparing for death, preparing for the life after maut. So this complacency comes into us, and therefore somebody said that we have to ponder over the verse, يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ. A person should ponder, reflect, what has he sent forward for the day of Qiyamah? What type of a'mal are we sending forward towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The safar towards the akhirat, as-safaru tawil, is a very long, tedious and arduous journey. It's a long journey. Zadun qaleel, and the provisions we have, our a'mal, our good deeds, are very little. وَالنَّارُ شَدِيدٌ. The fire of Jahannam, it is intense. وَبَطْشُ رَبِّكَ شَدِيدٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and Allah subhanahu's punishment is severe. So this long journey we are all traveling on, and we have very little provisions with us. So it should make us ponder, reflect and think. And not to become complacent and lazy, but we have to now focus. We can see how time is passing so rapidly. It is already almost going to be now mid-January, and we are already on the doors of auspicious months in the Islamic calendar. Just now will be Rajab, Shaaban, Ramadan. It's a great month. Every moment in these months are precious, especially the month of Ramadan. So it is time that we focus now. We can see what is happening in the entire world. And if these events has not awoken us from our deep slumber, then we are going to be very, very remorseful on the day of Qiyamah, when on that day remorse is not going to help us one bit. And therefore, the meaning of a poem, which is a poet in Arabic, says that you are listening, but you're not listening with the ears of the heart, and therefore your listening is not going to be beneficial to you. How long are you going to say, I'm ajiz, I'm helpless in this world? إِذَا كُنْتَ فِي الدُّنْيَا عَاجِزًا. If you're going to be ajiz and helpless and make excuses in this world, فَمَاذَا تَكُونُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. What will happen to you on the day of Qiyamah? What will be your condition on the day of Qiyamah? What are you going to do before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What excuses are you going to make before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And therefore we have to make up our mind. We could have sit a little while and ponder and reflect that alhamdulillah we were busy in the December month, most of us in the business, and people were earning money, mashallah, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much have I done for the akhirat? So now it's time to take stock of ourselves and ponder and reflect and change our qibla if we are moving the other way around. إِذَا مَاتَ النَّاسِ إِنْتَهَبُوا. When man leaves this world, when mankind leaves this world, when maut comes, then people wake up. Then they realize that what they should have done and how much they have done. So we should not become complacent. Don't become helpless. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam once asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi, O my Allah, ayyu ibadika a'jaz. Which of your servant is most ajiz, helpless? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alladhi yatlubu al-jannata bila amal. The one who is seeking jannat, but is not prepared to do any good deeds. He wants jannah, he wants to be successful, he wants that beautiful paradise, but he's making no effort towards it. He's not making any amal. Such a person is incapable, helpless, useless. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayh, he had to use a public toilet one day. It so happened that public toilet, there was a keeper there, a caretaker, and he insisted that he has to pay to use this toilet. So there are paid toilets in the world, public toilets. So he had to pay for this toilet, just to use this toilet to relieve himself. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi began to cry. So somebody asked him, what are you crying for? He says that I have to pay, I've got no ijazat, no permission to use the bait of shaitan for free. The house of shaitan I cannot use for free. Imagine then, how will I enter the house of Rahman just without making any effort towards it, without any amal? See the mashayikh, the ahlullah, where their minds went to. Always any disaster, calamity, mishap, difficulty they experience in the world, they immediately focus their attention towards the akhirat, realize that the dunya is only for a short while. The problems of the dunya will end with the end of this dunya and the end of the person's life. But the akhirat is perpetual. And there is something more that we should be focusing upon and talking more about than the mundane activities of this world. So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi, he said to enter the Baytul Rahman, the Jannat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which there will be Siddiqeen and Shuhada and Salihin and Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam and Nabiyeen. For there, I expect to just go free without doing any amal. So respected friends, we have to ponder, reflect and think that I need to make that concerted effort, just like how I make an effort for many things in this world, whether it's a sport activity, whether it's a business activity, or some event that we are looking to, forward towards. For that we make preparations well in advance for wedding functions, for jalsas, whatever it is. But here, for the akhirat, time is just moving away, passing away, and we are still sitting on the same spot. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayh, very great sage of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's walking one day, and in the street he sees a young boy, little boy. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayh thinks to himself, should I make salam to him, or should I just walk past? He's a young boy, he should be making salam to me, I'm the elder, I'm the senior. He was just deliberating, debating within himself, and then he's says, no, let me make salam to him. So Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi makes salam to this young person, young boy. Assalamu alaikum. And the child replies, wa alaikum assalam. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi was a great wali of Allah, and he could see something special in this child, little boy. So he engaged in a conversation with him. And then he asks him, oh young boy, tell me, what is the difference between nafs and aql? مَالْفَرْقُ بَيْنَ النَّفْسِ وَالْعَقْلِ What's the difference between nafs and aql? Intelligence. So the boy replies, and he says, you know what is nafs? Nafs was that thing that made you deliberate and hesitate in making salam to me. And aql in intelligence prodded you and spurred you on to make salam to me. Malik bin Dinar Ramadan was amazed. What a beautiful answer. So engage him more and then ask him more questions and then ask him, tell me, why are you playing with the sand? The little boy was playing in the sand. He was all alone. Other children were playing some other games. So he said, we have been created from sand. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum. We have been created from sand, from turab. We will be returned to sand. So I'm sitting and playing with sand. In other words, this child was already focusing on akhirat. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi, amongst the questions he asked him, that do you cry and do you laugh? If you do cry and you do laugh, when is it? He says, I smile when I ponder and reflect over the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I think of Allah's mercy, it brings happiness to me, I begin to smile. He says, then when do you cry? He says, when I think of azab of Jahannam, the punishment of Jahannam, I begin to cry. Malik bin Dinar Ramad tells him, you're a small boy, what gunas you've done? What you worried about Jahannam? He says, do not say things like that. I've seen my mother, whenever she is cooking food, and she puts that pot onto the stove, or she, when they're cooking food, then she puts wood, the big pieces of wood, she also puts small pieces of wood to light the fire. In other words, big and small have to prepare for Jahannam. Look at this child's mind and his heart towards Akhirat. This was amazing for Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi, taking an ibrat from a small child. My respected brothers and elders, we have to focus on the Akhirat. In this dunya, we will do things, we will say things out of pride, out of arrogance, haughtiness. We forget we are slaves. Bondsmen, bondswomen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are Abdullah, Amatullah, we are Ibadur Rahman, we are slaves. Allah is our master. Allah is our master. There was a person who was in the Haram Sharif, and he had his khuddam with him. He had his attendants, his workers with him. And he was a prominent person. So as on the mataf, the attendants are moving in front of him, and they're pushing away all the people who are coming in his way. Because it was this person's command that nobody must come in front of me. He felt that he owns the Haram Sharif. And so they pushed people away. So one person observed this. He was watching. And he saw the person. And he saw what had happened. Some time later, the same observer happens to cross a bridge in Basra. And he sees this very, very same man sitting there with his hands stretched out, begging from people for assistance, for food and money. He goes close to him, he looks at him, the man asks him, why are you staring at me? He says, no, your face is very familiar. Tell me, were you the same person I saw in Makkah once upon a time, who had attendants moving around him and they were chasing away the other people making tawaf? He said, yes. He said, it was a place wherein I should have been making tawadu and having humility, where everybody in the world who comes to making tawaf of Baytullah, they display the complete humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that place I show takabbur and arrogance. Allah has brought me now on the bridge of Basra, where everybody is walking past, young and old, and they're all looking down upon me, and I am stretching my hand out. This is dunya. Today we may have the worldly possessions, tomorrow we may not have. We may be rich today, tomorrow we'll be a pauper, may Allah protect us. We may have good health, tomorrow you are sick. You may have things of the world, all the pleasures and the treasures of this world, and tomorrow you have nothing. And therefore, respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters at home, we are definitely going through very, very trying times. And all of us know what's happening around the world, what's happening in our own lives. Prepare for the hereafter. In one riwayat it is mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to man, Ibn Adam, ma ansaftani. Ey insan, tune mere saath insafi nahi kiya. You didn't do the mamla of adl and justice with me. You're not being fair. Azkuruka fatansani. Allah says, I remember you and you forget me. Look at the occasions in our life. Every moment of our life we require Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those times in our lives when we were down and out and we needed Allah's help, it was either sickness or some financial problem or some domestic or social problem, whatever it was. And we then cried before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah came to our rescue. Allah answered our du'as. Azkuruk, Allah says, Main tujhe yaad karta hu, tu mujhe bhulta hai, you forget me. Ad'uka ilayya, I call you towards me. Come towards me. Wa tadhhabu ila ghayri, but you're going to somebody else. You have a problem, you turn your attention to somebody else. You ignore me. Allah does not require us. Allah doesn't need us. Allah says, I'm calling you to me and you're turning, going somewhere else. Azhabu anka al-balaya, I remove from you trials and tribulations and difficulties. Wa ta'kifu ala al-khataya, but you hold firm onto sins. I'm being so kind to you and you are being ungrateful. You are still disobedient to me. What excuse are you going to give to me tomorrow when you come to me? فَمَاذَا اِعْتِذَارُكَ غَدًا إِذَا أَتَيْتَ إِلَيَّ إِذَا أَتَيْتَنِي. Will you come to me tomorrow? What excuse are you going to give before me? So my respected friends and elders, we have to ponder, reflect, bring in our lives good qualities. Tawadu, humility, simplicity. Remove from our heart the pride, arrogance. Focus on akhirat. Yes, we have to live in this world. We have to eat, we have to drink, we have to sleep, we have to have some type of life. But that does not become the object of our life. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, I have not created jinn and man except for my ibadat, to recognize me, to turn towards me, to be obedient to me. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, and the great pious servants in the sahaba, they all follow the sunnah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were so mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hearts became so pure that they fulfilled the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most perfect and excellent way. They were so conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite the different dini activities and the engagement and how busy and preoccupied they were serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They found the time to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they found the time to show good akhlaq to makhluq also, to mankind. At this very moment in the world, there is such a thirst from many, many non-Muslims towards Islam and understanding Islam and reading the Quran. We have read so many articles now that people are opening the Quran. They want to know, what is this deen about? What is Islam about? What is making those Palestinian Muslim brothers and sisters becoming so steadfast on the deen? What is it that is keeping them going? And this brought an awakening in the Western world. So many are want to embrace Islam. But if you and I are not going to show the good akhlaq and display that type of Islam which is in Quran and Sunnah, how are we are going to affect them and being a means of dawah towards this beautiful deen of ours? And this is the only deen. Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. Do not become invited by any other creed and religion. We are on haq and we have conviction that our deen is correct. Yes, we show akhlaq and good character towards even the non-Muslims, and we attract them towards our deen by displaying good habits, mannerisms, etc. So, huququllah and huququl ibad, our Salafi Salihin, they fulfilled. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he lent some money to a Majusi, a fire worshipper. The man needed some money. Imam Sahib rahmatullahi had the thing, he gave him. Time had gone past, it was time up beyond, past the time of giving back that payment or loan. Imam Sahib is waiting. A long period went past, so he goes now to the house of this Majusi to collect the money that he had lent him. But when he goes there, there's some mud outside the house, and it so happened that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi's shoes got a bit soiled with the mud. So he tried to dust off that mud from the slippers that he was wearing. So a piece of this mud fell onto the wall of the house of this fire worshipper. It got stuck onto the wall. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi thinks to himself, if I'm going to go and scrape off this mud which is now stuck to this wall, perhaps I will now peel off the paint that is on his wall. And that's going to cause some damage to his wall. Simple thing like this. Look at their minds. Not to hurt any person in any way. And if I leave it like that, I've caused dirt to come on the man's wall. He knocks on the door. So the servant of this Majusi fire worshipper comes. He tells your master that Abu Hanifa or Nu'man bin Sabit is here. So she tells her master, and he becomes very, very worried because he thinks Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi is now going to come and demand repayment of his debts. So he comes and he begins to apologize, and he's starting to make some excuse. Listen here, please, I will pay. Imam Abu Hanifa said, "Ana awla bil i'tidar. I'm more in need in apologizing to you." He said, "What is the matter?" So Imam Sahib rahmatullahi tells him, "No, this is what happened. I came to collect my debts, but this mud came onto my slippers, and I tried to dust it off, and it fell onto your wall. I did not want to cause damage to your wall, neither do I want to leave it there. Please forgive me." The man says, "Hang on 1 second." He goes inside, he comes back. He says, "I have now purified my heart. I have embraced Islam." He brings iman. A simple thing like this, it brought the man into the fold of Islam. There are thousands of examples in the Salafi Salihin's lives, how they became a beacon of hidayat for mankind. Respected brothers and elders, or mothers and sisters in Islam, remember, Allah has created maut, Allah has created hayat. Ultimate, we are going to leave this world, and we have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either it is jannat, may Allah grant us jannat with those, or it is jahannam, may Allah protect us from jahannam. We have to make this our minds up, move in the right direction, to the best of our ability, try our level best with our families, encourage our youngsters, encourage our wives, people at home, our family members. We have nephews, we have nieces. Believe me, the social media is corrupting their minds. It is actually snatching away the iman, the taqwa, the wara', the peace of mind, serenity. What is available now, it was never available before. They have access to every type of thing, and every person would put his understanding of Islam, and like this, they will take them away from deen. It is important we ourselves are cautious and we bring this reawakening in the lives of our youngsters, by giving them the correct tarbiyat, focus on the akhirat. And that is why we have to keep on reading Fazail Amal at home with our children, our grandchildren, telling them about akhirat, going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have seen those Palestinian masoom children, so many wounded, but what is they? What are they talking about? They're not talking about the dunya. They're talking about Allah's greatness. They're talking about Akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq and hidayat to understand wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. اللهم لغناكم عافر، اللهم لخطاكم عافر، يا الله forgive us completely my Allah. يا الله ہم نادم ہیں، ہم شرمندہ ہیں. يا الله we committed too many gunas my Allah. يا الله you are calling us towards you and we are moving away from you. يا الله you remember us and we forget you my Allah. يا الله you remove difficulties from us and we still cling on to disobedience. Ya Allah, we are such ungrateful servants. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become grateful servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, love us, my Allah. Forgive us, help us, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us the sweetness of dhikr, the sweetness of tilawat of the Quran, the sweetness of sajda, the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become righteous and pious. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Protect the iman of our parents, our family members, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our entire progeny. Ya Allah, let not a single one of them become renegade, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become murtads, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a correct understanding of this pure deed, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have conviction in this iman and deen. Ya Allah, that you have mentioned, inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. Ya Allah, let us not go elsewhere, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, forgive the Ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the Ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the Ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, my Allah. Ya Allah, just now it will be 100 days, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you alone knows best, my Allah. Your wisdom we cannot comprehend, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to kamzor hai. We become ajiz. We have no sabr. Our sabr becomes exhausted, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, forgive us for all our weaknesses and shortcomings, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them kamyab. Grant them victory in all respects, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the enemies, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have seen, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, how your divine help came. Ya Allah, in different times and occasions of Sahaba, our beloved Rasulullah, some in Badr, in Uhud, in Khandaq, Ya Allah, in Fatih Makkah, Ya Allah, throughout the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Salafi Salihin, Ya Allah, help, send your help again, my Allah. Send your angels down, my Allah, to make the Nusrat of the Mujahideen, my Allah. Ey Allah, Ya Allah, you destroyed the enemy, my Allah. Make them so zaleel and humiliated in this dunya also, my Allah. Make them zareel amongst their own people also, my Allah. Let the whole world frown upon them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you destroy them in dunya, my Allah. In qabr also, my Allah. In akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make them zareel, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you chase them away, Ya Allah, from the cities and the towns of the believers, my Allah. Ya Allah, you restore all that has been destroyed, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you. Give them food and water and everything again, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help them, my Allah. So many masoom children are going to grow up, my Allah, with no legs, no hand, my Allah, with no mother and no father around them, my Allah. You alone know best, my Allah. But my Allah, from them will come the Jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi, radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah, keep them steadfast on deen and iman, my Allah. Send your barpoor nusrat, my Allah. Give them afiyat, rahat, my Allah. Ya Allah, instill fear in the hearts of the enemy, my Allah. Make them run from the battlefield, my Allah. Make them see terror and horror, my Allah. Ey Malik-e-Kareem, Ya Allah, you are most loving, my Allah. You are most merciful. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Ya Allah, give us complete shifa. There are so many people, Ya Allah, in hospital, at home, my Allah. Men, women, children, elderly, young. Ya Allah, grant each one shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Allah, give us mawtud iman. موت المدينة الشريف Gharil Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kothur water from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarak hands. Allah make us enter Jannat without hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah protect us. Protect our children, our grandchildren. Allah make our children and grandchildren and our progeny the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrad, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi. Make it be easy for us. Give us an abundance. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have now, my Allah, tonight. They've raised their hands, my Allah. Fulfill each person's needs, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat. Ya dafi al-bariyat. Ya hal al-mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك. Allah grant us إخلاص in whatever we do, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Allah حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون. سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.